From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Legislation to restore money cut out of Medicare reimbursements to doctors is heading to the president's desk. NPR's Julie Robner says the vote came after the Senate rejected a broader bill that would have restored unemployment benefits and several expiring tax breaks.
It's the third time this year Congress has voted to cancel the Medicare cut, but this time the cut actually took effect because language to reverse it was included in a broader tax and spending bill that remained stalled in the Senate. So the Senate last week passed the separate bill to reverse the Medicare cut and give doctors a 2.2% raise through the end of November instead. House Democrats initially balked at the Senate's Medicare bill, and doctors and even President Obama are unhappy that it cancels the cut for only 6 months. But with the Senate still unable to pass anything broader, the House passed the six-month bill by a vote of 417-1. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Crude from the massive Gulf oil spill has forced state officials to close a popular section of Casino Beach in Pensacola, Florida, near the Alabama border. A new study paints a grim outlook for once pristine beaches now soiled by oil from the leaking well in the Gulf. Steve Newborn of member station WUSF reports that a lot of oil remains under those beaches.
The familiar images of white-clad workers scooping tar balls off the sand may not be as comforting a thought to beachgoers as they might have thought. A new study by University of South Florida researcher Ping Wong says the oil is sinking quickly through the sand. He studied several beaches in Alabama and Florida and says after cleanups by hand, as much as 40% of the sand was still contaminated. And now, not just tar balls, but sheets of oil are coming ashore.
But what we're observing now is a big layer of oil that get buried into the sand deeply, very quickly, in one or two tidal cycles.
That leaves automated cleanups as a solution. But Wong says during his time on the beaches, he hasn't seen one mechanical cleaner. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
President Obama is reinforcing his support for Russia to become a member of the World Trade Organization.
What we are going to essentially instruct our negotiators is that they try to come to terms with the technical issues that remain by the fall.
Mr. Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev met at the White House and announced an agreement allowing U.S. companies to restart exports of poultry to Russia. The president says he is eager to bolster trade between Russia and the United States. U.S. stocks fell sharply amid worries about a possible recession and financial reform. The Dow Industrials lost 145 points. The Nasdaq is down 36. Meanwhile, Asian markets are down in reaction to downbeat forecasts from U.S. retailers. This is NPR News. Congress has approved unilateral sanctions against Iran's energy and banking sectors. The measure also punishes foreign companies that do business with that country. The action is separate from the measure recently imposed by the UN Security Council. But both actions are aimed at punishing Iran for failing to halt its nuclear program. The U.S. believes Tehran is trying to make a nuclear weapon, but Iran insists that its nuclear program is aimed only at generating power for its people. Alleged drug kingpin Christopher Koch has arrived in the United States following his extradition from Jamaica after a violent month-long manhunt. NPR's Jason Bobian reports that Koch faces charges in New York.
In a hearing on a Jamaican military base, Christopher Dudas Koch waived his right to fight his extradition. American prosecutors say Koch ran a multi-million dollar cocaine and marijuana trafficking operation from the West Kingston slum of Tivoli Gardens. When Jamaican authorities issued an arrest warrant for Koch last month, his supporters barricaded Tivoli Gardens and fought gun battles with the Jamaican security forces that left 76 people dead. In a statement issued by his lawyer, Koch says he's surrendering to American authorities because he believes he'll be found innocent at trial. He says a speedy extradition is in the best interest of his family and, quote, above all, Jamaica. And he asked Jamaicans to pray for him. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
Sarah Palin's attorney says the former Alaska governor will return the money raised for her legal defense fund. An investigator says the fund illegally used the word official, implying that Palin's office had endorsed it. Thousands of Palin supporters contributed money to pay her legal bills. The one-time vice presidential candidate cited the toll of ethics investigations as one reason why she left office. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.